season of Advent, right? So you see the tree here, right? But over here, we have this, the Advent wreath. So what's the Advent wreath about? Any ideas?
Advent.
It's about Advent. Well, that's a good guess. Okay. All right. Yes? Right, right. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the Advent season is about. It's about waiting. So what's some of the things that, what is it that you mostly have to wait for during Christmas time? What is it that you have to wait for as Christmas appears?
Santa.
Santa, okay. And Santa brings what?
Presents.
Presents, right. Presents. Like this, okay. Any guesses what this is? What, Avery? A book. Yes, it's kind of hard to disguise it, isn't it? Right? It doesn't really look like, can't be a Nintendo system or a doll or anything like that, right? Okay. It's actually a book. It's a children's book. It's one of my favorite children's books. I did this, so this is okay. I didn't steal this at all. This is how you ever asked at this point. It's called All the Places You Go. Alright? It's by Dr. Seuss. It's one of my favorite books. And in there is a chapter on waiting, about waiting. And Dr. Seuss talks about that it's really difficult to wait. Do you guys like waiting?
No,
right? Yeah, people. There's a whole page here. There's a whole story about the waiting place, okay? And we don't like waiting. What do we do sometimes when we're waiting? What do when you have to wait? Avery? Okay, you sit down, yes. Okay, all right. What do your parents sometimes do when they're waiting? What?
Prepare for what you're waiting for.
Prepare for what you're waiting for, okay. We try to find things in order to keep ourselves busy waiting. We have a difficult time waiting. But Advent season and the wreath is all about reminding us that we need to wait. That we need to use this time in preparation for the greatest gift that's coming, which is Christ. And in fact, the Christian life is all about waiting because there's this life, but then there is a life that is to come. There's a life that we look to for a future hope. So when you think of Advent next time, about this season, and when you think of it in the future, think of it as a time of waiting where we're waiting upon the greatest gift that has been given in Jesus Christ. Okay? We pray together. I'm going to pray, and I want you to join me as we pray, bow your heads, and then I'm going to close our time in prayer with the Lord's Prayer, and kids, all join me with the Lord's Prayer if you know it, and certainly adults as well. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this Advent season. It's a season where we are to wait. We are to wait and to celebrate and remember the coming of Jesus Christ. As we decorate the tree, as we wait for presents, as we wait for all the fun and activities for family and friends, may we not forget that in our waiting, we wait for something, the greatest gift that has ever been given to mankind, and that is Jesus Christ. We thank you for his life and for what he teaches us and for the future hope that he gives us. And let us also pray the prayer that he has taught us.